Ed Miliband says his party will ban payday lenders from advertising during children's TV programmes if they win the next general election. The Labour leader said the firms target youngsters to put pressure on them to pester their parents. He was scathing of the cartoon characters, trendy puppets or cute plasticine figures that controversial companies such as Wonga have been known to deploy in their commercials. Let's actually hear one of their commercials. Oh, sorry, we don't have it yet. We'll get it in a second or two. I've been talking about this over the weekend. I spoke to the journalist and mother of four, Angela Epstein.
Let's look at it very simply and deconstruct it. It is rank exploitation. It's an utterly reprehensible move by Wonga. Don't tell me they don't know what they're doing when they start using the softly strategy of puppets and cartoon characters, etc. What they're doing is basically they're children are being unwittingly harnessed into some kind of master plan to get their parents to take out a loan, and often a loan they can ill afford.
You're going a little OTT, aren't you?
No, I'm not going a little.
They're communicating with adults.
Hear me out. You said I'm a mother of kids, so let me explain. Because what happens is, kids sit in front of the telly. They soak it up like a sponge. A lot of children these days, maybe it's parents' fault, maybe it's kids, maybe we're just becoming increasingly sophisticated. They're incapable of waiting for anything. So they start parroting what they've heard from the Wonga advert. A parent refuses to buy something and they repeat the Wonga slogan. Now, of course, a parent can say, don't be ridiculous. I'm not taking a payday loan out. I don't want to go down that avenue. But it's a form of subliminal advertising and courtesy of the child. And what I object to is Wonga are being very strategic in doing this. So they're encouraging, even if they say they're not, but this is the net effect. They're encouraging children to nag their parents to provide sort of this instant gratification
Angela.
If they want something. And also,
Angela.
This is one other point.
On a second. You can give us the other point in a second. Or are they trying to do what advertisers do, which is to get to adults when they know adults are sitting in front of the TV, Angela, and adults are probably going to be sitting in front of the TV when their kids are staring at the screen?
Yeah, but they're not selling. They're not trying to get adults. They're not trying to get to adults and get them to buy
yes,
bars of chocolate or whatever. We're talking about a payday loan. You know, Ed Miliband talks frequently about the cost of living crisis. Look at it any which way, whatever your political perspective is. There is a cost of living crisis. Nobody's saying what Wonga does is illegal. But, and maybe it is a better alternative for some people than the sharks that were mentioned a moment ago, the loan sharks. But let's just look at the children's role in this. This is what we're talking about here. You're sowing the seeds of instant gratification, materialism in the minds of young people because they're seeing these adverts, they're seeing puppets and cartoon characters, and they are soaking this up and thinking, well, if mum and dad say no, then I'll just keep talking about the payday loan. They don't really understand the sophisticated message behind
it. You're being ridiculous, aren't you?
No.
There's no way a child is going to talk about a payday loan.
No, they don't know what they're saying. They don't know. They don't understand.
Precisely.
That's the whole danger.
The child's going to be sitting talking about Peppa Pig and whoever else Pig and whoever else Buddy Bear, whoever else it is. I don't know. But they are not going to be talking about a payday loan. And when you say they're being seduced and manipulated, by the time they take out the loan, are you honestly telling me that when these children get to 18 or 19 years of age, they're going to think, I remember that ad when I was four.
You've misunderstood me. What I'm saying is it's there. No, I'm not talking about a long-term effect. I'm talking about the immediate effect. What these adverts do is they condition an impressionable child to think that it's normal to borrow money. They don't understand the ramifications of a payday loan. All a child sees is a very, very user-friendly advert on the telly which goes on about payday loans via these characters.
Well,
and so when mum or dad say no when they've asked for something, they parrot the slogan. And
does a child have any concept of money?
Will think maybe this is what I have to do.
Does a child have any concept of money?
No, a child doesn't have any concept. That's the whole point. That's the whole crux of the argument. The child doesn't have any kind of concept of financial responsibility. They are simply parrots. They are simply consumers. And that's why it's such a nefarious strategy. They're being used so tactically precisely because they can't have opinion on this.
Well, let's just walk through this one more time. To be fair to Wonga, Angela, right, they are not placing ads in the middle of children's television programmes encouraging children to drink beer, for goodness sake. You know, we're not seeing anything here that children will actually consume. This is an adult message to adults, and a child is never going to take out a loan, never going to have the ability to take out a loan. So where is the vulnerability?
If it's an adult message to an adult audience, then why aren't they using an adult kind of strategy in their marketing campaign in order to disseminate that message? They are deliberately harnessing the use of children's characters, cartoon characters, puppets, etc., to convey the message. I mean, if it's an adult message, then why do you need to use that kind of strategy in the first place? I mean, it doesn't take a great deal of sort of projection to understand why they would harness that kind of campaign to disseminate their message.
Well, let's just hear the ad that we're actually talking about.
Earl, explain the Wonga.com sliders.
Sliders! That's how we roll here. You tell us how much you want, how long you want it for, and we tell you how much it's going to cost.
We think it's important to give people control. Well, see, it's now Earl's turn on the music player.
Earl, turn it off!
That's just some of the ad, which has cartoon characters, etc. If you do want to pick up the phone this morning, 0845 955 678. If your kid was sitting in front of the TV screens watching that, do you really think that they would be seduced by this? Vanessa, morning, Vanessa.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, Stephen, I think it's a blind to suggest that children would be influenced by a petty loan company. I have three young children, and I have seen these advertisements at times when the children have watched, and I can honestly say that it has never been raised as an issue. I also saying to your the person I just spoke to, it's an adult decision. Money is an adult topic, and it's something that adults deal with. I would never be to pressure by my children as to whether or not I might take out a payday loan. I honestly don't think that they've ever even raised, in fact, I know they've never raised the issue of money or payday loans or payday lenders. I think there's something going wrong if people are interpreting that as something that children might be influenced by.
Well, this gets us into the whole discussion, doesn't it? And you'll hear when we bring you the second part of what I was saying to Angela Epstein. She wants these lads, these ads, and indeed Ed Miliband wants these ads absolutely banned in between children's TV programmes. And I'm trying to say, well, if you think children are going to be seduced by these ads, Vanessa, how on earth do you not think they're going to be seduced by toy ads? That's what toy ads are all about. And think of the pester power from children onto parents there, nagging their parents to buy them it for Christmas. That's what these ads are all about.
Of course they are. And my promise to my children is, well, yeah, of course, we'll see what Santa brings. I don't succumb to any pressure from the children because typically and naturally every child says, I want that, I want that, I want that. But does that mean we're going to buy it? No, as a parent, you make the decision and you work out what you can afford in your budget and whether or not it's going to be feasible to buy such a thing.
Right.
And certainly a payday loan, to me, is another end of the deal. It's nothing to do with children.
You can let us know what you...
It's not a product that's marketed to children.
You can let us know what you think at home in the run-up to Christmas here. Just how you're going to resist that pester power from your kids. 0845 955 678. Angela Epstein is a mum of four, and I asked her what she thinks needs to be done.
I think Ed Miliband's right to call on a ban of these kind of adverts. Absolutely.
All day long, or just during children's programming?
I certainly think to begin with, they shouldn't go out before the watershed. I mean, I don't know how enforceable the watershed is in some family homes, but certainly...
You don't think it should go out before 9 o'clock?
No, definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not. They're not doing this to appeal to parents. They want to harness the whole pester power ethos to get children to put pressure on their parents. It's a very simple strategy.
But hold on a moment. Pester power could apply to every product that is advertised before 9 o'clock.
Yes,
oh, look, Daddy, there's a car. It's only £10,000. I want one.
Yeah, well,
oh, look, there's a computer. Can Santa bring me a computer? It is exactly the same logic.
Yes, but the problem with payday loans is that people can spiral out of control when they get sucked into taking something
this
on.
Is adults.
Some people will take on them on responsibly and some people won't. That's an adult decision. Adults take on the responsibility of that decision. As I said before, don't involve children in the equation when you're trying to work out whether you should take on a payday loan or not. Children have no part in this kind of conversation.
Okay.
There is no justification in selling payday loans during the time of day when children are watching television.
Interesting this. So presumably then, you would have to say, using your logic, that all toys at Christmas cannot be advertised before the watershed because it will be pester power.
So no, if I you have any against pester power, I'm talking about pester power and payday loans as well, one difficult combination.
But part of your argument is that the children will be pestering the parents to take out the loan. Now, why would you therefore support children's toys being advertised during these children's programmes and the kids torturing their mums and dads for these products that they cannot afford? And by the way, of course, mum and dad don't need to afford them because Santa's bringing them anyway.
Well,
what's the difference?
I'll tell you the difference. The difference is very simple. You know, there is one thing when something that children are surrounded all the time by images of things that they want. You know, you only have to walk down a supermarket aisle. You only have to stand by the chocolate at the checkout. But there are always going to be things that children want. The difference is that this is an advert inviting people to take on a loan that they possibly can't afford. This is not about banning a payday loan advert. I'm talking about these payday loan adverts that deliberately target young children in the sense that they use cartoon characters, puppets, etc., in order to grasp and snare a child's interest. If it was just a regular payday loan advert that didn't have anything that kind of nodded towards something that would fall within a child's area of interest, then, yeah, OK, that's something quite separate. The discussion is about the fact that Wonga have decided to use cartoon characters, not dissimilar to characters like Peppa Pig, in order to normalise the whole concept of taking out a payday loan. Every day of the week, kids want stuff. You know, you can take kids anywhere and they want what they see. That's what happens. It's up to the parents to say no, obviously. It's up to the parents to turn the telly off. It's up to the parents to take the kid out of the shop. All of those things come down to parental responsibility. But what we're talking about here is harnessing the use of this pester power that we've discussed, deliberately making it part of the tactical strategy of Wonga's advertising campaign to reinforce the message that if your kids want something, take out a payday loan.